חושב שלעשים שם לערב יונטר, אני תרומה תקן כבלתי of the chicken, if you do it ערב יונטר, so why is the Ramban clear? Why does the Ramban say that it's not there? Now, there is a Loshna Ramban. Rambam says, "Dalat ulchasyonte halochehe kol melocha sheefshal liyoseis me'arav yomte iloyia gahetzer v'lechusorim in nasis mi'ere osro chachomim lasiseis of yomte amonti shetzera." So in general part, that any melocha that can be done arav yomte without affecting the quality of the eifel, so then you're not allowed to do it alone. ולא מעושה דבר זה, זירה שמניח אותו מלוכן שאפשר להשיג סוגר יונטר מהיונטר, יונטר, מיוצא יונטר ולהימר בעשייה שיג סוגר לוכן ולמון המסיכת יונטר ומגיע להתנאי להחזיר זה נלך בו בסרס ובזה עקב עצמי מיוסו היצורי יונטר ואף על פי שכל היצורי מלוכו שאפשר להשיג סוגר יונטר ולא מעולה אסרו כי אוהב בסימפסיונטה ויהיו לחיות איתו מה שאני רוצה ויש לי בחוצר ולהגיע כי איש לא לבסוף אבל שום מלוכס שאפשר להשיג סמריונטה כל עוד יהיו בנעיסק אם נעיסים איזם יונטה סוף כבר מתכוון במנפסיינס ותמיד בלעיסי במלוכס שאפשר להשיג סמריונטה not affect the quality of the earth and the earth. So the source of our season is younger than our born. Only if that it doesn't involve any tear. If it involves a tear. In other words, if it's difficult work, and it can be done arrogant with impunity, without affecting the quality of the earth. And when it's done in anger, it involves heavy labor. So then it is awesome. But suppose it is that kind of melocha that could be done arrogant without affecting the quality of the earth. But it doesn't involve any toil and guilt. So then it will not interfere with sinas. So then the Chachomim did asa. Because the whole reason is why the Chachomim asa. Melocha shetasis of the Arab Yomte, in order to maintain maximum sinas yom tepotter. But if it involves, if melocha involves guilt, so then it will be allowed to do it on yom tepotter. So it will interfere with the Sinfasyonte. But if Melocha is a simple act, it doesn't involve any effort. So then it will not interfere with the Sinfasyonte. So the Chachomim didn't ask. So it might be that the reason is why the Ramban says that it's mutter to pluck out feathers from a slaughter chief and mountain. Maybe it's mutter before shkita also, because there is a difference when you do it. But the question is, a locha that shall see some Arab yonke without affecting the richa, all the richa also has seen yonke. So here, this will not affect the quality of the richa, and if you look the feather is Arab yonke, the answer really is, it's mutter, because looking at all the feathers, there's nothing by this. It's not such a deal. There's nothing by this. So why is the Ramban afraid? So the Ramban calls that it involves an ace. Some names us. So it's not necessarily the greatest that it is. Because it's a question of degree of ace. I mean, everything involves the deal. No matter what you do, when you raise your finger, don't involve the deal. That's minimal deal. So the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rambam is in regard to the degree of it, that means that in Loche the student owner of Yom Kippur, without affecting the quality of the Eicha, but he doesn't involve any tzirich whatsoever, so then it cannot interfere with the Yom Kippur. Can we go ahead? Yes.
What if that's as far as the Rambam is, in the Rambam, how come why is it seven, which is seven different? Which is seven also the same degree of Esau, the same degree as taking away the feather from the oak? So why is that motive? Rambam said it wouldn't be. Gimel Gimel.
What did Rambam say? What time is it? What?
Because
this machshirin of the nefesh is not mutter.
Why is removing the feather also? If that's the case, so what? Why is shearing the difference in terms of Eshel also as an Eviyot?
Thank you.
But why is it mutea? Even though it's actually a season of Yom Teh, because it's not a derech to be clean kriyat in the veil. Some mele kriyat is mutea in spite of the fact that it's actually a season of Yom Teh. Abel vein floyin rei, it means you doubt kei, because it's not kriyat, so it involves in law of the Raisin. True, it's the tzirer chonefesh, but it's actually a season of Yom Teh. After a season, it involves the sufficient tirche, so mele it's osea to do it on Yom Teh. But by behemo, it's not, it is krachiyat. So the krachiyat is only on the long and long and rabbanon. So mele, even though it's actually a season of Yom Teh, since it's krachiyat, it's mutah. So the Rambam is not difficult, like we have to do.
How would the Rambam explain?